It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, I would say let's head down to Lake Fork and visit with our buddy guide Stubby Stubblefield, my longtime friend. But Stubby is actually en route on the road, probably pulled over somewhere at a safe place, I hope, en route to Lake Livingston to take some of that Stubby's bait down there to catch those folks and catch them some channel catfish. Stubby, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Hey, you bet, Luke. It's always a good time to be with you to visit.
I love to have you on and talk catfishing. Now, here's what I know about catfishing. I've done a little bit of it here, some in the creek, some down at Lake Tewakinnie. The channel catfish right now, and this is what I know. We're going to learn what you know here in just a minute. But they've been up shallow, say at Lake Tewakinnie, for instance, up in those willows, and loads of them are being caught right now in water sometimes as shallow as, you know, 30 inches deep. But I know that there's a pattern down there at Fork where y'all are catching them a lot deeper, right?
Oh, yeah. This year, Luke's been funny for me over here. I never have went shallow. I've stayed anywhere from 18 foot, and right now I'm catching them in 30 foot. So I'm sure they're spawning, but even the fish that we're cleaning, I mean, out of 75 or 80 fish, I've only got 3 or 4 that's got eggs in them.
Yeah, it's kind of different, and I think maybe it's a little different depending on, you know, on different lakes there, Stubby. Now, down at Livingston, for instance, where you're heading with some of your bait, I've got a buddy, David Cox, with Palmetto Guide Service. I've fished and hunted with David for, 25 years. But he's concentrating on the white bass right now. I don't have a handle at Livingston, lakes like that. I'm going to bet they're going good down there, too.
They're going good. I've got to go back and deliver more. So they must be biting them down or catching them down there because that was a new lake this year that I picked up. And, I mean, I delivered 80 or so the other day, and they've called in the stores, and I've got to redo it. So they must be catching them. I don't know whether they're catching them up shallow. I will have a report.
Yep.
And I'll get back with you and let you know once I get back down there to see where they are catching them so you can tell people the following week or so where they're biting.
You betcha. Well, most of our folks, the lion's share of them, they'll be fishing Texoma, Fork, or Tewakinnie or Lake of the Pines, you know, but Livingston is, for its long time, been a catfish hotspot down there. I haven't fished Livingston, honestly, in, eight years, I guess, 8 or 9 years, but, of course, it's fed by the Trinity River, and blue catfishing, and lots of white bass down there, too. But let's get back to, like, Lake Fork there. So mostly I probably have your MO there, Stubby, but baiting holes and I guess what, like around 30 foot deep is working, you say?
Yeah, I started earlier about probably 3 weeks ago, and I was fishing in 23 to 26 foot. I announced it on my Texas Fishing Forum and everything. And then they got to be a whole bunch of little ones, Luke. I couldn't figure it out. I mean, you'd catch 40 or 50 little fish, which we've never done, you know, down there.
Yeah, right.
And so I dropped out into 30. I talked to Seth, and he was out in 30 feet, another guide on Fork.
Yeah,
which
my buddy.
You know and talked to quite a bit. And he was catching them out there, so I dropped out. Now I'm in 30 foot to 32 foot, and we started catching some real nice fish out there. Matter of fact, Shannon caught a limit of 75 yesterday out in 32 foot. So I don't know what's going on at Fork, but, you know, they're starting to show back up the better fish.
Yes, sir. Well, that's a different pattern. You know, Fork is what I think when I'm thinking about catching catfish at Fork, I'm thinking about catching bigger than average ones. That's crazy, but if we ever get fishing totally figured out, it may not be as much fun. I don't know, but it is odd that the size that Fork is known for, you know, 2 pounders plus, is a little deeper, and the smaller ones are up shallower. So, interesting, though. Well, I'm going to guess, Stubby, they're hitting right close to the bottom, like always.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Yeah, they're I mean, Luke, they're just, you know, hit the bottom with it and about a half a turn up, and then it booms straight down. I mean, it's like it always is when we get to go together.
Yeah.
We can't ever get time enough to go together anymore. Mary or me stay out of the hospital.
Well, so, I'm happy that you're doing just fine, and that's – and I saw the picture of you. Facebook is a, you know, there's a lot of drama on Facebook that I don't like at all and don't participate in, but there's a lot of good stuff too. Like guys like you and I and hundreds of other friends and all, stay tuned in to what's going on and use like that, man. It's social media is a wonderful thing. You can even listen to an old outdoor show on there every now and then online.
Yes,
you know?
You can.
Well, Stubby, I know you're heading down to Lake Livingston, and you, I don't want to detain you. You know, keep you off the road very long. Get on down there and get those folks stocked up with some Stubby's dough bait where they can, you know, keep catching those catfish. That's what it's this time of year. There's a whole lot of 4th of July fish fries and barbecues going on, so it is a great time to stock those freezers up with some catfish, isn't it, you know?
Oh, yeah. This time, from now on till, you know, winter time, you can fill a freezer, you know, fairly easy and stuff. And, you know, anybody, any kind of bait, I mean, anybody's bait, there's lots of people out there with baits out there, and they're all good. You can all catch catfish on them, and you know, it's just a fun time to do it. So,
I know. You know, I did a newspaper article a month or so ago about catfish baits, and I said, well, my buddy Stubby makes a great catfish bait, but, you know, I mean, you're right. There's a lot of good baits out there. One thing about your bait, though, by golly, you can put it on that hook, and you don't have to have your hands disinfected before you, and it catches plenty of catfish. Stubby, you'll be safe on the road, and we'll get you back here in a couple weeks or whatever. And I always have the, you know, I don't know if we really tell people anything they don't know, or any of my guests, as far as if you catfish, bait a hole right now, put you some a good bait down there close to bottom, you're probably going to catch a bunch of channel catfish. But some of the added tips that you give, they people probably honestly do get a little information from us, Stubby, you know?
Yeah, well, the big thing right now is what I can tell them is make sure to take range cubes with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and throw them out. And bait two or three. What people don't realize, they go up and bait one hole.
Right.
If they'll go up and bait two or three holes and then go back to the first one they've baited, they will catch a lot more fish. And when that one quits, just move to the second and then move to the third one if need be.
Yes.
And you know, that's a critical thing. That's the whole thing this time of year.
Very critical. And then the information at Fork that you gave on around 30 foot of water, you know. Now, one thing is, are you? I know I fish with you so much, you're probably keying on creek channels or close to them, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right, and it's always that's one big thing about this lake and pine.
Yep.
And Sandlin is the creeks. Just key on a creek or key on a ridge is you know a little bit like in middle of June. July. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Key on a ridge where it's got 36, 38 foot of water around it. Mm-hmm. That runs up into about 24 foot or 22 foot. And them fish will feed in the morning. They'll feed out of that deeper area up into the shallows. Then they'll move back out, but you can catch them a lot easier in shallow water than you can in the deeper water. Especially on my bait. Anybody, I mean, if you got weight on there, you can drop it down. But on my bait, you know, you've been in the boat, I don't use any weight. So
it's dense.
It's easier to drop 20 foot than 30 foot.
Yeah, exactly. It's dense, and you are connected directly through the rod tip to that bait. So you don't need you don't have a weight down there, you know, to mislead you. Well, Stubby, how about this? How about leaving a phone number for people that might want to, you know, contact you or you're Shannon, go fishing with you or whatever. How do they contact you?
Okay. They can get a hold of me at 817-366-5492. and we can just talk straight fishing if they want to. I'll tell anybody that calls. I don't tell stories. As you know, I'm a pretty straight up guy. I'll tell you exactly what depth they are and what area of the lake I'm catching them on. I have no problem with that.
That's facts, Stubby. Well, you be safe, and we will talk to you here very soon. How about it?
Hey, Luke, I appreciate it. It's good talking to you again. We need to go catch a crappie or two when you get a chance.
All right, I'm always ready. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Luke.
Folks, that was Mr. Stubby Stubblefield, good friend of mine. You know, Stubby also guides down there at Lake Fork, and his buddy and my friend too, Shannon Wheeler, the two of those guys work together with that bait and also with the fishing. So if you have any questions on catfishing down there at Fork, feel free to give Stubby a call. We were on vacation last week down in Galveston, and I want to tell you about a fun outing that I had. I've got a buddy, Trey Schmidt. Trey is a commercial gigger, flounder. He has a finfish license, and he gets out on those bays about dark with a big Long Beach 24-foot fully rigged gigging boat that's set up with a scaffold in the front, a little 24-horse engine with a prop on the back, and, of course, a big engine for getting from place to place. But I went out, and I joined Trey out there, got with him just about dark, about 8:30 is when I joined him, and we stayed out until about 1:30, which was kind of a sacrifice for old Luke here. Trey is used to that. He'll go out and gig till sometime 3 in the morning, or sometimes gets off much earlier when he gets his limit, flounder, the 30 limit that he's allowed with his commercial license. But you talking about fun, folks, being out on that bay system. It's one thing to be out there in the day where there's boats going here and there, but at night, get on up around midnight, there is nobody out there. I think we might have saw maybe a couple of other boats. But you're just gliding along real slow with that little prop on that little 24-horse engine, just pushing the big boat along real slow, and there's a scaffold, a rack up in the front. I call it a gigging scaffold. It's an elevated spot up in front of the boat with lights below it shining in the water, and you'll spot those flounder and sheep's head, awesome eating. I gigged quite a few sheep's head, and the flounder are always hard for me to spot when they lie right there on the bottom in that sand. But Trey is an expert. He goes along, and you'll see that gig go down, and here's a saddle blanket flounder coming in the boat. But I was able to bring back some fresh seafood. I brought back some filleted sheep's head, some blue crab. We actually cooked the blue crab down there and iced them down. It's legal to gig the legal size, the bigger crab, you know, and put them in shrimp, Zataran shrimp and crab boil. You're talking about some good eating, really good. But I'm planning to get back down there with Trey, probably Jeff Rice, my buddy that films the Sportsman's Life that you can watch on YouTube and other places. We're going to go down and actually film another show. I filmed this event of us fishing together this past week. I've got it on YouTube. You can go to A Sportsman's Life, and watch it there on YouTube right now and check it out. We are out of time right now, folks. I have thoroughly enjoyed being with everybody. Remember, you can always contact me at catfishradio.org, my website there. You can see my email. Let me know what's going on in your world in the outdoors. Join me right here next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.